Proverbs 21, verses 1 through 16. The king's heart is in the hand of the Lord. As the rivers of water, he turneth it whithersoever he will. Every way of a man is right in his own eyes, but the Lord pondereth the hearts. To do justice and judgment is more acceptable to the Lord than sacrifice. An high look and a proud heart and the plowing of the wicked is sin. The thoughts of the diligent tend only to plenteousness, but of everyone that is hasty, only to want. The getting of treasures by a lying tongue is a vanity tossed to and fro of them that seek death. The robbery of the wicked shall destroy them, because they refuse to do judgment. The way of man is froward and strange, but as for the pure, his work is right. It is better to dwell in a corner of the housetop than with a brawling woman in a wide house. The soul of the wicked desireth evil. His neighbor findeth no favor in his eyes. When the scorner is punished, the simple is made wise. And when the wise is instructed, he receiveth knowledge. The righteous man wisely considereth the house of the wicked, but God overthroweth the wicked for their wickedness. Whoso stoppeth his ears at the cry of the poor, he also shall cry himself, but shall not be heard. A gift in secret pacifieth anger, and a reward in the bosom strong wrath. It is joy to the just to do judgment, but destruction shall be to the workers of iniquity. The man that wandereth out of the way of understanding shall remain in the congregation of the dead. O Lord, direct our hearts into the way of understanding. Let us not turn aside to the right hand or the left. Because every way of a man is right in his own eyes, but the Lord pondereth the hearts. And an high look and a proud heart and the plowing of the wicked is sin. So let us pray that we might be meek and lowly in heart, and do what's acceptable, not in our own eyes, but in the Lord's eyes. And praise God, He has already told us what is acceptable in His eyes. To do justice and judgment is more acceptable to the Lord than sacrifice. The sacrifice of Jesus Christ and His blood are marvelous gifts of God towards sinful man on earth. But if you refuse to do judgment and justice and continue to do what's right in your own eyes, then the sacrifice of Jesus Christ will profit you nothing. Truly, the way of man is froward and strange, and the robbery of the wicked shall destroy them, because they refuse to do judgment. But as for the pure, his work is right. Ah, truly, our Lord Jesus, who is pure and holy, truly his work was and is always right. For his heart is in the hand of his Father, and whithersoever the Father wills, the Spirit of the Lord turneth him unto every good work of grace. For the thoughts of the diligent Spirit of God tend only to plenteousness. For all spiritual profit is of God. And while one may plant and another water, it is God that giveth the increase. So let us reject the paths of haste, pride, robbery, deceit, wishing evil upon others, and wandering out of the way in the way that seems good unto us or to others. For these things are the path of those that seek death. This is the path of the great congregation of the dead, headed down the broad way unto destruction. This is the way of Babylon, the brawling mother of harlots, who demandeth her own way, so that she might glorify herself and live deliciously. But truly this is the house of the wicked that shall be overthrown by God Himself. So let us wisely consider. For the righteous man wisely considereth the house of the wicked, but God overthroweth the wicked for their wickedness. And let us not stop our ears at the cry of those who are poor in this world, and at the cry of the prophets and apostles of old, who were poor in spirit. But let us see the smiting work of God and become wise. Because when the scorner is punished, the simple is made wise. And when the wise is instructed, he receiveth knowledge. And whoso stoppeth his ears at the cry of the poor, he also shall cry himself, but shall not be heard. No, let us rather give thanks for the gift of the body and blood of our Lord Jesus that pacified the Father's anger against us. And let us rejoice in the reward of his resurrection and victory over death that caused the strong wrath of our God to cease towards us. And let's receive the gift of his grace and reward of his righteousness, so that we might be converted from children of wrath into the just that live by faith. And let us rejoice to do the will of God and to keep our Lord Jesus' commandments, for all his commandments are verity and judgment. And by his grace, we shall depart from the workers of iniquity and depart from the congregation of the dead. And our hearts shall be pure before the Lord himself, who searches and ponders all the hearts of men. And we shall bring joy to our Father in heaven, because we walk in the truth. For truly, it is joy to the just to do judgment. But destruction shall be to the workers of iniquity. Because every way of a man is right in his own eyes, but the Lord pondereth the hearts. Proverbs 21, verses 1 through 16.